This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, the familiar sound of the beginning of this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Is it Michael B. Harrison? Michael,
no.
That's
no, it's Matthew B. Harrison. That's my son.
Yeah.
I'm Michael S. Harrison.
S?
Yes.
Really? What is the S stand for? Stories?
Steffen.
Oh, perfect.
Stephen. Michael Stephen Harrison.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. All right, here
we
are.
I myself after you. You were my hero when I was a baby.
Yes, that's who was sitting on my lap. Now I hear the story. All right, so we're here to review what's going on in the world of talk radio. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry and the talk media. Talkers Radio is at talkers.com. Talkers Television is there. You can find a list of the talk radio items, and soon, hopefully, we need to post a podcast of this show on talkers.com every week. Why wouldn't we do that?
Because I can't find the podcast of the show even on DougSteffen.com.
Because you got to go to Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know where it is. I would love to listen to this show. I've never heard this show.
We'll put a link. Here's what we'll do. We'll do a link. If you go to, seriously, blogtalkradio.com/countdown show, that's where you will find this recording and every week from now until eternity. We just put a thing at talkers.com to listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison every week. blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. All right, that's it.
Why does it have to be so complicated? Why can't it just have its own Talk Radio Countdown Show?
What, its own Talk Radio? You can talk about its own URL?
Yeah, or something.
It will. In fact, thank you. This is another promotion. In a week from now, the entire Doug Steffen Corral will be redone. And so if you go, there's a head thing for Doug Steffen Networks, but there's a separate page for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So you will, in fact, be able to go to talkradiocountdownshow.com, Kara, right? That's how I think how we put this all together.
Yeah, you've got to make it easy. Once you get Talk into Radio forward Countdown slashes, Show. You're in deep trouble, you know, yeah. Slashes and
well, that's what, that. But look at facebook.com/countdown show. Look at that's where facebook.com is the biggest thing in the world.
Would you know I never go on Facebook?
I know you don't.
I have people that tell me about it. So, I mean, I know everything going on in Facebook that I need to know. But yes. I personally will not set foot on Facebook.
Sometimes I'm sorry that I went there. I have a couple of different accounts, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sometimes. So it's not that I'm out of touch with Facebook. I just personally, I don't have there's no Michael Harrison Facebook page. The last thing in the world that I could see myself doing is having to tend to yet another platform. And you know, hey, look at my picnic. Hey, look at what I had for breakfast. I don't know.
Look, now I'm in the bathroom.
Right, right. I don't have time nor interest in that. Plus, I'm really worried about the lack of privacy that is just invading all of our lives.
Awful.
And the psychology that goes with that we're starting to not only accept the lack of privacy, we are encouraging it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is just deadly.
Yeah. Well, it's the old, if you see it reported kind of stuff, the nosing around. The IRS got next-door neighbors to cheat. Hey, my next-door neighbor just bought a boat. He's only a school teacher. How could he afford that? The IRS better look into it. That kind of stuff.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And people, you know, what happens is people are living lies. They're putting such a sheen on their lives, you know. They put their best foot forward. Then they become envious of their friends. And there's a lot of keeping up with the Joneses going on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Just... If I didn't have anything else to do, which I have a lot to do, I would perhaps devote some time to a Facebook page, but I don't have time for that.
No. So let's get to what we're here for.
Yeah.
We do have time for an overview of the charts for the week of July 31st to August 4th, including the top 10 stories according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, of the stations and the programs, the hosts, that sort of thing. And then we have a list of 10 people also under scrutiny, according to the research of Talkers. So let's go, Michael.
All right, let's go through the top 10 stories real quickly. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and the NFL camps are starting to come together, so football season is right on the horizon. At number 9, we have the Senator Jeff Flake book. That's a great name for a senator, Senator Flake. At number 8, we have Maduro's Venezuelan dictatorship. The Dow hits 22K at number 7. At number 6, Department of Justice Sanctuary Cities action. At number 5, North Korea nuclear threats. At number 4, West Wing staff changes. At number 3, the fate of Obamacare. At number 2, the Russian sanctions and U.S.-Russia relations. And number 1, the Trump phone transcripts leaked. You want the people?
Yes, I would.
At number 10, Flake. At number 9, Nicolas Maduro. At number 8, Kim Jong-un. At number 7, Stephen K. Bannon. Mitch McConnell's at 6. Jeff Sessions is at 5. 4 is Vladimir Putin. Number 3, General John Kelly. At number 2, Anthony Scaramucci. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
All right. So there's the official list of the stories. We will not deviate. Well, we may a little. We'll not be able to get to all of them. We'll deviate.
That's all we'll
somewhere.
Do is deviate.
Yes, we'll deviate.
We are
actually
deviants.
I want to in a moment, examine something that I heard discussed on a radio program, why it would be to the Chinese's benefit if we went to war with North Korea. That's one of the things that was discussed. The number 5 item this week on the countdown is the North Korean situation. That we get to in a matter of moments here, 13 past the hour on this week's countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-932-5858.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-932-5858. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-932-5858. 800-932-5858.
16 past the hour. You're listening to Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael and Doug. So, number 5 this week is the focus on nuclear threats. There is an article, actually, in a New York newspaper this week, which is good fodder for conversation. That's a separate thing. We ought to sometime, maybe after we talk about this, would you give us your overview of how you think people who do issue-oriented talk radio programs come up with their subject matter? I think that would be a fascinating foray into the behind-the-scenes workings of good news talk radio programs. Anyway, to get beyond this item number 5, there is a theory that China would be the winner if we went to war against the North Koreans. And as much as it seems to be uncomfortable to even think or contemplate, Michael, apparently there is enough intelligence to have us understand that the North Koreans have a missile that is aimed at our Pacific islands, Guam, Hawaii, and the bomb that they talk about here is a bomb that would explode over the target, not at the target. So everything that's on Hawaii would be destroyed. There are 44,000 soldiers and sailors that are stationed there. It could get to Washington State. But we have these anti-missile missiles that would knock them down. But just the idea of this in this day and age, when you've got all of this stuff, and I know there are a lot of people who just like to beat the drum, scare the hell out of everybody just because it sells newspapers. There are a lot of things that are suspect. The Panama Canal is run by the Chinese now. Remember when President Carter was in office and there's a big to-do about the Panama Canal and some Chinese company bought it and now controls it. And then all of the other things that come about as a result of this radiation, it's a horrible scenario. But they pointed out the Chinese would lose, because the radiation that might happen, I still can't imagine that we would use nuclear material, and so I don't really want to give this too much credibility. But the point here is that it becomes subject matter for a discussion. Could you imagine what if, and here's the scenario, if this happens, and so people talk about it stuff on the radio. Is that, by the way, is that kind of discussion irresponsible?
It's about one step more responsible than trying to decide who would win in a battle between, say, Mighty Mouse and Superman, or Batman and Wonder Woman.
Batman and Superman.
It's absurd. It's totally absurd. Think about it.
Yeah,
think about that type of discussion. It's what ifs based upon childish thinking.
Mm-hmm. But all right, let's go forward then into the subject matter. How do you find, when you've done talk radio programs, even yourself, how do you prepare? How do you think the people that you know who are in this business come about with the ideas that they go on the air with every day?
I think everybody's plugged into everything nowadays. I mean, you go to any outlet, you'll see what's happening, and then if you want to see slant, go to the outlet that reflects your bias. I mean, there's everything from CNN to the Wall Street Journal. There's the Drudge Report. There's Talkers Magazine. The average talk show host today is constantly perusing website after website after website, news breaking all the time, and most of the news is the same. What differs is the bias and the slant. Almost all news is biased, and it's been that way for years. So you have to be able to work your way through that. A lot of hosts want to see the bias because they want to see what the latest talking points reflecting their brand of bias happen to be.
So where's the original thinking on talk radio?
Where's the original thinking?
Yeah. If you take all this material from all these other sources, then you're just doing what somebody else does.
There is no original thinking on talk radio. There's original angles. The original thinking is in the angles, and very few talk show hosts have original angles. Howard Stern has original angles in the pop cultural arena. Rush Limbaugh has original angles in the conservative slant arena. A handful. Most study the angles of other people and then emulate them. But original thinking, you're going to find original thinking in philosophy. You're going to find original thinking in the arts. You're not going to find original thinking in today's commercial media. It's basically playing to the choir. There are some that do it very well, and others are just imitative. But original thinking, that's shunned in corporate media.
I haven't. My daughter and son are going to be upset because I told them I was an original thinker. 21 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio.
radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23, change after the hour. Talk Radio Review, Countdown Show on the air. Every week, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen get together to talk about talk. And the Trump phone transcript leak to to whom? I guess it would be speaking of no original thought. Who started this and where did it go?
I mean, there's always been leaks. They just don't like it at this White House.
Well,
I mean,
would you like somebody leaking inside how you run talkers?
It's very difficult to run. This is why dictators think that democracy and transparency. I love that word. Transparency are inefficient ways of running an organization. It's hard to run a country like this and to do so with honesty and openness, but you do have to have privacy. The problem is that, here's what it is. Trump didn't put together a very organized staff.
No.
He didn't, and he's not treating his people properly, and they resent him, so they're leaking. That's it, in a nutshell.
His people, or are they holdovers? How many of them are bureaucrats and people who have been around for a while?
It could be a combination of all. But if you want to be president, if you want to be CEO, if you want to be the boss, if you want to be, a den mother of a Cub Scout pack, you'd better be able to deal with people. And that's what Trump has got to learn.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about some of the people who are around him that we know, Michael. This past week, because of the departure, I don't know, it was timed, I don't know whether this is timed in accordance with the Scaramucci problem, or whether it was in the works beforehand, or maybe it was even the reason for him being fired. There is a lot of internal gossip among those of us who do this for a living, who know Sean Hannity, and his relationship to Donald Trump is very, very strong, very, very solid, very much obvious. So this week, it was revealed that, I don't know who revealed, there's another leak, I guess. Hannity has dinner at the White House with Bill Shine. Hannity, household name, Bill Shine, not a household name. Bill Shine was Roger Ailes' assistant, and when Roger Ailes was fired, Bill Shine became the director at Fox News.
He became co-president.
Co-president, yes.
Right.
And then he got fired because he seemed to have known all of the things that were going on. I don't think he was ever accused. Matter of fact, I know he wasn't because he's not that kind of a guy. In fact, he's quite a good guy.
Well, Shine was accused of being an enabler. He was accused of enabling all of the hijinks of the people like Ailes and people like O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly,
you know, and Shine was a producer. Shine was not an executive. He was not a president type. He was a facilitator who wound up working his way up, and then wound up when the musical chairs had an empty chair when Ailes was out. He wound up in the top seat.
Right.
Which was not right for him anyway. I mean, I know him. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy.
But he
was left holding the bag.
Right. So this week, he and his pal Hannity, because Hannity can get an audience with Trump whenever he wants to, have dinner with the idea that Shine might be the best in the circle of people competing to be the next press secretary. What do you think of that?
Are you saying that's a rumor?
I'm saying it's a very solid rumor, yes.
Well, it's possible, yeah.
Stronger than the Laura Ingraham gets the job.
Well, Laura Ingraham does not have the temperament for it. If she got the job, that would last a few days, and Laura would walk out. She'd walk out.
Yeah, no.
Shine, on the other hand, is a more capable player in a situation that requires diplomacy and compromise and corporate thinking.
Yeah,
so he might be
a good choice, in fact.
Well, he might be an appropriate choice. I don't know how good a choice he'd be. I don't know if anybody could do that, but he'd certainly be more appropriate than Laura.
Can you imagine you doing that job? Put yourself in that position.
I could do it if it were a more stable White House.
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably be good. That would be a good job. That's your next move, Michael. Next president after this, Michael Harrison, press secretary for President Bloomberg. It's good.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You are listening to a weekly review of the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the input from Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine, the stories, the people that are part of the conversation all get reviewed. Michael Harrison here representing, as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the information. The core structure of the program is built around these issues, but we do have other discussions about what's going on. For example, I did ask him about putting together programs and how the subject matter is usually decided by the hosts, a little primer in that. And then we started talking about whether Bill Shein would be a good press secretary, and Michael said, I don't know, we decided to hold this. This is sort of, and really, this program really is a primer in how, what the state of the art in talk radio, how we get to the point where we are when we go on the air. What are we talking about? Our extemporaneous value for you is that we are friends and we kind of think alike in some respects, and we anticipate what the other person is going to say, which is how good duos do morning shows or other kind of like John and Ken in Los Angeles. They have been working together for a long, long time, so they understand the beat, if you will, how to watch and listen and sort of learn from each other where they're going and what they're going to talk about. So Michael and I continued our conversation off the air about him being a good press secretary, and would he take the job? He would be a good press secretary, but then we decided to stop the conversation because it would be better on the air, and we don't want to, there's nothing worse than a rehearsed sounding conversation.
Well, some hosts and some performers refuse to talk to their guests during the commercial breaks.
I won't.
What happens is you burn out the material, then when you do it again, it either sounds rehearsed or you forget that you didn't do it on the air.
Right.
Or you hear, as we were saying during the break, which makes it watered down and not sound spontaneous.
Insider stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's wise not to. But sometimes, you know, sometimes when you continue to talk to each other about the subject matter during the break, it means that it was so spirited and so interesting that you couldn't contain yourself.
I had gone on, just
for the folks listening, I went on with more about my comments that the discussion about what if they bombed Hawaii or, you know, what if North Korea did this and what, you know, the what ifs.
Yeah.
And you know, I was ranting on about how ridiculous that type of conversation is. to you during the
yes,
break.
That's true. So, but then we also had a conversation about you being press secretary.
Well, the press secretary thing goes back. It's funny you mention that because as a broadcaster and a raconteur and a speaker, I've always eyeballed the job of press secretary to the president as something that would be sort of like a dream job for me if I were to stop doing what I'm doing now and serve my country. You know, because I run my business. So when you work for the government, you're now in a team and you have to, you know, subordinate some of your own independence and individuality to the team and to the boss. But, you know, to do that for the president is kind of cool. I always thought of that as kind of a cool job. Not that I ever would get it because I don't travel in those circles. So we're just talking, you know, we're just thinking aloud here. I don't think I would possibly do it under Trump because I think it's impossible to work for him. But I think being press secretary would be a cool thing for somebody who's a talk show host, as Tony Snow did it, because you're conducting a weekly, you're conducting a weekly show for the press about the issues and reflecting the president and the administration's position. You got to know your current events. You got to know what the talking points are. You have to stay on message, but you can't be dictatorial. You can't be too opaque. You've got to have a relationship. It requires a certain amount of diplomacy and communication skills. It would be a very challenging and you know, stimulating and very important job. But, you know, hey, there are a lot of things that we all would like to do. I always wanted to be a baseball player.
Really?
I mean, aren't there things that you... I wish if I could be anything, I would have been a great rock singer. I'd love to be Bruce Springsteen.
I would like to have been a television game show.
Oh, you'd be great. Yeah. You'd be great on a dating game.
Yeah, the new stuff, some of the things that are around or were around before. If I can go back just for a second, I want to pay tribute to somebody that I had great regard for, great respect for, a wonderful human being. He was the press secretary when George Bush was president. He was a Fox News host. His name was Tony Snow. He did some radio.
Yeah.
He was a tall, good-looking guy in his early 50s. His family had a history of colon cancer. He didn't do a good job of keeping track of what was going on. His colon got it and died quickly. But he was one of those people. I don't know that you could find anyone anywhere, Michael, who had a bad thing to say about the guy.
No, you see, he knew how to...
He knew how to handle people in the press room.
Yeah, he knew how to serve all of the interests that collide in the White House when you're dealing with the administration and the press.
Yeah.
And he was good at it. A lot of people have been good at it.
Yeah.
You know, but if you don't have a good president and you don't have a good policy, you can't be that great a press secretary because you don't make policy as press secretary. You explain it.
So
I mean, Spicer's job was impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let's just travel down a different street with the same person. We all sort of chuckle about The Apprentice and what went on there and when Trump was firing people and how entertaining it was. But I often, and I think about this, actually I do. I do think about his business and how he became as successful as he is. You can argue about how much money he has, but the guy has run successful businesses. There's a lot of controversy about the way he's run some of them. And then there's the speculation and there's all kinds of stuff, the what-ifs that go with it. But I have to figure, as somebody who, like you, has run a business for a long time on my own, that this guy wouldn't have been able to get where he is were he not able to do some things right. The question is, what does he do that's right? And I think that's part of this. He's not good at choosing people, it would seem, yet he's a success as a businessman, and how can you be a success running those kind of numbers if you don't have some good people around you? So, there's the good, there's the bad, there's the ugly to all of this. And there are plenty of people who used to work for him who will tell you the same thing as the people in the White House, that he was difficult to work with, he was all over the place like a schizophrenic, he was this, that, or the other thing. But the bottom line is, A, the guy's run a successful...
Yeah, but he's had a lot of failures. He's had a tremendous number
but he still
failures.
Is ahead of the game.
Well,
what do you
base success on? I mean, and I'm not
well,
asking
it depends
you,
on
I'm
your definition of success.
Well, that's the point. It's a rhetorical question. The reason that everybody equates Trump with success is because Trump shoves it down your throat.
Yeah.
Trump is one of the most exhibitionistic human beings that ever lived on this planet.
Okay, so that's gotten him some success. He won the presidency. He was successful in his campaign to win the White House.
So did this dictator down in Venezuela. So did Adolf Hitler. I'm not comparing Trump to these people, but what I'm saying is winning the presidency is only one step towards success.
It is not an end. He wasn't shooting people that didn't like him.
If anybody's saying I'm comparing Trump, I'm not even knocking Trump. I'm not knocking Trump. I'm talking objectively. You know, if we're going to label Trump as a successful businessman, what about Bezos? What about the guy that built Amazon? What about Gates? What about, do you know how many, what about Cuban? Look at all these guys out there that have built successful businesses over the years that are multimillionaire billionaires. Is that the mark of a president?
How many times have you heard, we ought to have a businessman president? That's why people wanted Bloomberg, because he was successful as a businessman.
But some of the worst presidents were businessmen.
Who?
Herbert Hoover was a businessman. Calvin Coolidge, his slogan was, the business of America is business.
Business, right. You know who was a good president who was a businessman? He was a small businessman. It was Harry Truman. I think Harry Truman was one of the better presidents, frankly. In our lifetime, but in the history, certainly in the 20th century, he rose to the occasion. He was a haberdasher.
Harry Truman's presidency, if you put it under the microscope, is very controversial. How he handled the bombing of Japan is something that can be analyzed for a thousand years.
Yep.
It's
a decision. Gotta make a call.
Success is too complicated a process to make it black or white, or say it's successful by any one aspect or one dimension of the situation. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's simplistic. There are people that are winners and losers in politics. For somebody's success, somebody lost. It's a conflict of interests. I don't mean, you know, in the illegal area. I mean, politics is a civilized way of having warfare without shooting people to get your piece of the pie for your family, for your business.
Make a deal.
Exactly. Okay. And just because somebody might be a good deal maker doesn't necessarily mean they're honest. It doesn't mean they're fair. It doesn't mean they're equitable. You have to have more qualities than just the ability to gather money to be president. You have to have a blend of empathy, compassion, vision, diplomacy. You have to be able to see the big picture. You have to be able to see over the horizon. You have to see what your decisions how they will impact future generations. You have to see the world through the eyes of your enemies. That there is a tremendous number of things that go into this. We should not reduce and trivialize the presidency to a game show host, a reality show host, or somebody that's able to amass a lot of money and put their names on buildings.
How about the actor, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock? What about him as president?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a very, very talented wrestler and a great action figure. But come on, just the thought that we're talking about it shows how we have devolved into idiocracy like that.
Into the idiocracy, because we have idiots that we put into positions of power. Whether you can take a name, any name, whether they were idiots when they got in there. Look at the intellectual stimulation. There's such a broad difference between some of the people who are really bright minds, sharp minds, who do serve the country well as representatives and senators. But for the most part, there's a bunch of millionaires and people who have a one sort of trick. Their act is a single act. And it revolves around money. I don't have a problem with money, but I don't want it to be the sole reason somebody gets elected to a job. I want the intellectual stimulation. We need to have thought-provoking discussions of the issues. You can watch these Senate hearings and listen to these people. There's no intellect there. It's just gotcha questions and embarrassing moments. It's like a bad talk show. So we have managed to vote out or put out of office people who are intellectually stimulating, and they're not.
We're living in a bad talk show.
As far as the people are concerned this week, the official list from Talkers Magazine, and I do say official because I mean it's official. Who else could tell you who else studies the world of news talk radio and comes up with these sorts of things? What are the top 10, the list of people who have made lots of conversational time this week? Jeff Flake is one of them. Nicolas Maduro is number 9 on the list. Kim Jong-un is number 8. Stephen Bannon is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Jeff Sessions is 5. Vladimir Putin is 4. John Kelly is 3. Anthony Scaramucci is 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. So where are the women on this list? Why are there no women on the countdown list? I think that often. Why is there no presence, no more really serious formal presence of women on the list of people being discussed? I think that's a good question, don't you? Food for thought. That's what we're here all about on the Countdown Show, Food to Thought. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my 2017 Back to School Shopping Guide. Office Depot and Office Max's exclusive collection of DeVoga school supplies and accessories offer glam, metallic accents, and vibrant patterns. Visit Office Depot and Office Max stores for quality products at great values. While taking care of back to school, or check them out online at OfficeDepot.com/school. Students can break a sweat without breaking their phone or the bank with Under Armour's Protect series of cases and magnetic mounts. It's available for today's most popular smartphones. Under Armour's Protect series exclusively at Verizon stores and at VerizonWireless.com. The Tracker Pixel is a small Bluetooth device that attaches to important items like backpacks and tech so they can't get lost. The free Tracker app allows you to locate lost items in just seconds. At just $25 each, you can't afford not to use Tracker Pixels. Keurig's K-Compact coffee maker is a dorm room essential. At a slim 8 inches in width, it'll brew your coffee in just under a minute. Keeping Rev K-Cup pods on hand will fuel all-night study sessions. It's available exclusively at Walmart and Walmart.com for only $59. The redesigned 2017 Ford Escape will safely and comfortably get you and young drivers back to school in style. It features Sync Connect, so your app-controlled devices can remotely start, lock, and unlock the Escape. The Park Assist feature can self-parallel park in school parking lots. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm senior editor David Gregg.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with a Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits, the stories, according to Talkers Magazine, that have made it big this week. Mostly at number 10, we always have a discussion of sports items and issues, beginning of the NFL season, that sort of thing, how things are going with the Dodgers and the Red Sox, Major League Baseball. Those conversations on the air are cool and fun to have. Number 9, Jeff Flake and his book, Who Cares? Number 8, the Venezuelan dictator and what's going on under his dictatorship. Why that's important to us? Well, it's a way to take a shot at communism and the oil wealth that's there. The Dow Jones, speaking of wealth, hit 22,000. That's the number 7 item on the countdown. Sanctuary cities actions, number 6. North Korea's nuclear threats, number 5. Staff change at the White House, number 4. Fate of health care, 3. Sanctions against Russia, 2. And the Trumpster, he's always number 1.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on with our review of what's going on in the world of conversation radio, News Talk Radio, which is the strongest elbow arm, if you will, or side of the talk radio business. Michael Arison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find all the lists at talkers.com. And you can also find an overview of Michael talking on his weekly podcast, Up Close and Far Out, with various decision makers and opinion influencers, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to surprise you with some things from someone that Michael interviewed this week that I am envious because I've always respected this guy. He has things to say that people need to listen to. And because I'm a libertarian, I think at heart, this guy is a guru. So we'll talk to Michael about his conversation with Dr. Ron Paul in just a moment here.
Napa Know How.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 8/31/17.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's all about the jeans. Plus, take an extra 15% off your purchase. With an extra 15% off, juniors' distressed jeans are $18.69. Kids' jeans are just $12.74. And young men's denim is only $20.40. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Game on. Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer, valid August 4th through August 13th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get back to the action here and the focus on the podcast that you can get to either at talkers.com or upcloseandfarout.com. Dr. Ron Paul, under the watchful eye of Michael Arison, what'd you learn?
Well, I learned that he's still very sharp in his early 80s. I learned that he and Bernie Sanders have a lot in common, that both are appreciated by young people, even though they're elders, and they have different points of view, because they both speak with a certain degree of authenticity and passion, and that the libertarian ideal still exists and should never be thrown out as one of the concepts to which at least we should strive, if nothing else. It may not always work in practical reality, but the idea of limited government, limited intervention, a currency that is based on true wealth, keeping an eye on where we came from in terms of the Founding Fathers and the Constitution. These are ideas that we should not abandon.
Well, in terms, you said in his early 80s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where do you think he came from? Where do you think, do you ever ask people, how did you come up with that? Where did that idea come from?
Well, he was a doctor. Ron Paul was a doctor. He was also a flight surgeon in the U.S. Air Force. Where those kinds of ideology comes from is very interesting, and I didn't get too much into that. One of the questions I do like to ask is, what kind of a kid were you, and what happened in your life that led you to think about these things? But I didn't do that with him.
Really?
There was too much current stuff to talk about. In this podcast, we talk about the intricacies of our current situation with Russia, and how it's a little bit murked and muddied by Trump's personal situation being investigated about Russia, and the sanctions, and what do boycotts mean, and are boycotts a good thing or a bad thing, and how should America really handle its friends and enemies in this world? Do boycotts work? Do sanctions work? Should we intervene? Should we be the policemen of the world, or should we focus on our own country and set an example where people want to emulate us because we are so successful, contained within our own structure, short of being isolationist? These are intellectual issues that lie at the heart of foreign policy, which under most of our recent presidents has been up in the air, ill thought out. And here's where you come in, because I know that you're a fan of Eisenhower's warnings about the military-industrial complex. Let's face it, most of the wars that the United States has been in for most of our lifetimes have been based upon economic benefit. That's a problem.
For us. Yeah.
Yeah.
It still is that way.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.